What does empowered mean to you? If you've been in an abusive relationship, you may not feel empowered, but you'd sure like to be. You lost yourself. You're afraid of getting into a new relationship. Yes? Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm going to be sharing with you the meaning of empowerment, what it takes to get there, and how your life will change when you do. Hi, I'm Rosie Aiello, and welcome to the Vulnerable to Valuable podcast. We talk about moving forward after experiencing narcissistic, controlling, demeaning, and abusive relationships. If you've been in one of those, like me, you know what I'm talking about. You're not alone. You've been through some painful stuff. Shame, blame, that inner bully inside you. My mission is to lift and inspire you. Give you the ways you can reclaim your voice and value, your confidence, and the courage to be the new empowered you. Every episode, I offer a mini masterclass on the 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars. You can get the guidebook to all 11 Freedom Fulfillment Pillars right now. Simply go to vulnerabletovaluable.com and hit the subscribe button to get your copy. The only way to move forward and have an impact in your life is to get awareness of where you're at and discover what's holding you back. Following the 11 pillars, I was then able to develop strategies to create my business, become an international award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, and author, find the love of my life, and I use these pillars every day to create a fulfilled life. These are the same ones that I use with my clients. And now they are yours free. Go to vulnerabletovaluable.com and subscribe. So if you've been following me for a while, you know my story, but just really briefly, I was in an abusive relationship for 25 years. Yes, a quarter of a century of my life. And I engineered an international escape to save my young adult daughter and myself. So what seemed like such a difficult thing to do, the physical escape, the physical freedom, in retrospect, that was really the easier part, because what I learned was that discovering and owning the real me, gaining my own personal freedom, that was the journey I needed to take. And that journey of getting to know me changed my life forever, because I realized that I had really never got to know me. So listen, the way to move forward in life after abuse is not by jumping into the next relationship. It's not simply reading a book. It's probably having some good therapy. It's not avoiding looking at yourself. The way and the best way to move forward in this life, in your life after abuse, is spending the time, the investment, the energy in learning about yourself, how to process your feelings, and by building skills and your confidence so that you can create the empowered woman you deserve to be. I remember when we talk about, which I mentioned earlier, about being lost. I lost who I was. I wanted to get myself back. Well, after going through this, you don't want to get your lost self back. You want a new you. You want a new empowered you. The old you got you where you were. So if you continue to do the same things over and over, you're going to create the same life experiences. And maybe you already have. Maybe you keep getting into these unhealthy relationships. Maybe you just can't seem to have any kind of relationship, even with friends. Maybe you're always doubting yourself. So if you keep saying, you know, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, life is so hard, I'm going to be alone the rest of my life, I'm not lovable, I've written off men, I'm afraid of being with men. I can't trust men. I don't trust myself. I want a date, but I'm afraid. I want a kind, intimate relationship, but I'm afraid I'm going to get into the same type as before. I want, you know, nice affection and attention and yeah, sex, but I don't know. It's just not working. So you're probably having all these like, yes, I want it. And no, I don't. And you can't, it's like, it's all kind of jumbled up and confusing. I want to go into a little bit more into what the word, how I define the word empowered. Okay. I wanted to define that for you. And it's not about domination. It has nothing to do about domination. So my definition is really simple. Empowered means you get to be you, pure and simple. And so you're thinking, yeah, okay, Rosie, I am me, but I'm going to really challenge you on this. So listen, have you ever really looked at who you are and dug deep to see if that's who you want to be, or have you been shaped by everyone else, including the toxic, narcissistic, abusive relationships that you have been in? Have you gotten so used to people pleasing that you claim, oh yeah, I like being nice, and don't recognize that you're actually giving up a part of you? I have a really good friend and she just, you know, she'll stick to being nice, but I can also see that she says, you know, she loves doing that, but we become so accustomed to that, that she doesn't really stand up for herself. So to be empowered means that you don't have to do anything to prove yourself. Gosh, I can't remember. I mean, my whole life with my ex-husband was about proving myself. Did I fold the shirts right? Did I cook the dinner right? Did I host the people right? Did I show up right? Did I smile right? Did I breathe right? I could not just be me. And so besides not really knowing who I was before I got married, I definitely didn't know who I was when I was in the relationship. I just got crushed and crushed and crushed. So you don't need to prove your love in a healthy relationship. Do you understand that? You don't need to prove it. It means being empowered means you don't have to play small to fit in. You don't have to keep silent and not voice your thoughts and opinions because you feel you'll be put down or maybe you won't be liked. Whether it's personal or in business, whether it's intimate or a friendship. That's what empowered means. You get to show up 100% you. But the key is, who is 100% you? That's what we want to create. That's the new empowered you. You get to discover who the real you is today, not the woman she was yesterday, but who she wants to be, who you can be, who you deserve to be. I know a lot of my clients is like, oh, well, no one's going to like the real me. Or if I show up the real me, no one's going to love the real me. Well, think about that when you're saying that. Do you love being that way? Not showing up, having to hide the real you? That's exhausting to not be the real you. And the real you is going to constantly fight against being hidden. And what is it that you're living? You're just living a lie. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to others of who you are. Maybe it's shame. I don't know. That's the work I do with my clients, is digging deep into discovering who that real person is. And people will love the real you, because when you're the real you, you're the natural you. You come out naturally. When you're not the real you, you're hiding, you're trying to perform, you're trying to please, and it's all contrived. And that's why it never feels good to you. You just, there's this part of you, just like, it doesn't feel good. I don't like acting. What I know for sure, you are much more than you think you are. You deserve to show up fully in your thoughts, intelligence, love, beauty, compassion, and passion. And you deserve to be treated with kindness. And you'll know If you're following me, that when I say that, you deserve to be treated with kindness. And I follow it by, and it starts by being kind to yourself. In line who you are, hiding your true self is not being kind to yourself. So you cannot expect somebody to be kind to you, to love you, to show compassion and understanding to you and for you when you're not doing it yourself, when you're not being kind to yourself, when you're not being truthful to yourself, when you're saying yes, when you really mean no. That's being the new empowered you, to be 100% you and love all of you. It's, yeah, sometimes I know we don't like to look at ourselves, or we'll look at a little part of ourselves, and that's okay. We got to get started somewhere. And, you know, maybe that fear will kind of hold you back. It's like, oh, I can't do this, you know, because it's like, oh, the truth really hurts. But you know what? You're hurting anyway. You're suffering anyway. But this truth of digging deep into who you really are and loving who you really are, that's the truth that's going to let you live your life the way you want to live it. That's the one that's going to create the joy in your life. That's the one who's going to be able to attract the man that's right for her. So I learned this process. Let me tell you, I learned the hard way and the long way, but you don't have to. That's why I'm sharing this with you. And I want you to pay attention. When I tell women, you deserve to be treated with kindness, it's like, really? I do? Yes, you definitely do. And it starts again by being kind to yourself. Now, empowered is living your life. Your life. And it doesn't mean you have to live your life alone. It does mean living your life where you no longer have to hide your true self. Empowered means that you will have the tools and strategies to become and show up as the real authentic you. So the work is discovering, who is this authentic me? I had to discover it. And it's like, what I remember when I first came back to the United States and I was reading, because I knew nothing about personal development or anything. And when I came back, oh, be your authentic self. And I'm going, what is that? Like it was a really foreign concept. So I want you to understand, if you don't understand who the authentic you is, I get it. That's why I have this. That's why I have the 11 freedom fulfillment pillars. And that's why I create the program, The New Empowered You, because it's like, I don't know. How can I attract these things if I don't even know who I am? But what I do know is that you're going to have tools and have strategies, and you're not going to feel anymore that you need to accept demeaning behavior to feel accepted and loved, because you're going to own your own value. And that's what I had not done. I didn't think about my value. And maybe you haven't either. So empowered means you get to use your voice to share your ideas, your thoughts, and opinions without being in fear or, again, feeling you need to hide them of yourself. So you see how many times we hide ourselves because we want to please, because it's like, oh, no one's going to like me. But that's not living. That's hiding. But when you follow the new empowered you path, you will be transformed. So I hope now you have this clear understanding of what empowered means. So then now ask yourself and write down the answer. You can even stop this, whatever. Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? And this is your life. You get to decide. You get to choose. And don't go into, well, I don't know how, and it's not possible for me. No, 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 no. Don't go there. And why don't you want to go there? Do you want to continue to follow blindly what life throws at you? Just react to your life? Or do you want to lead your life, to own your life, to create your joy, to create your freedom? Yeah, that's the one, right?
That's what I thought. I led my life. I began leading my life even when I didn't even know it was leading my life for the first time ever. And I did it at 56. So no matter your age, young, older, whatever, it is possible. It is possible. I know deep down you are a dynamic woman who wants to get out, who wants to live, who wants to have a kind, loving relationship. I know that. And if you're not there, we need to teach you those skills. And when I say in my intro, my mission is to lift and inspire you and give you the ways to reclaim your voice and value your confidence and courage to be the new empowered you, this is it. Because you matter. Your life matters. It makes me cry. I just, when I say those words, I want you to live your life. It's too important. I don't care where you are in your life. You deserve this. So let's do this together. Because this is not work that can be done alone. You may get a little ways, but you won't be able to transform the way you want to. And that's why I invite you to get my free gifts, the download from my website, the Love is Kind Network. That's a whole guidebook for you. And inviting you to the new Empowered You Summit. I have one coming up very, very soon. If you're not on my email list, get on it right now. Go to my website and get on it so you can be invited. I have the new Empowered You Summit several times a year. But don't you want to be a year from now, not where you are now? Don't you want to know who the real you is to make those changes? I invested a lot of time, money, and energy to create the new me. There is no way in heaven, no way in heaven, I could have become who I am now by myself. So if you have that belief, you need to check it, that you can do it by yourself, because you won't have the same experience. You're thinking thoughts that are bringing you down. You have beliefs that are holding you back. That's not going to help you find the new empowered you. When you learn to create your vision, to really learn good self-care, to know what you stand for, what's important to you, when you learn to ask confidently for what you want, when you learn to receive with grace, when you can overcome the shame and the guilt that's still residing in you, and the power and offering you yourself the gift of self-compassion, self-kindness, and self-forgiveness, you are on the path to becoming the new empowered you, to becoming 100% who you are. And as you discover and find peace with all your emotions and feelings, it's not that we're trying to just have only good feelings, happy feelings, and always joyful. That's not life. And it's okay. It's okay that we don't have everything happy every single minute of our life. It's okay. But we know how to handle those feelings and they don't take us down. And we know how to create the joy. And when you use, know how to heighten your intuition and your trust becomes more grounded. These are all your steps to becoming that new empowered you. And understanding healthy and unhealthy relationship characteristics. I wrote these down and it's really an expanding list, because we get into these old habits and we just think, well, that's just the way it is. And that's healthy. That's just how I know it. And then you discover that's not. And that's why you keep attracting the same thing, the same kind of relationship, because it just was familiar to you. But if you want to become the new empowered you, not the old you, the new empowered you, then you need to know what healthy relationship is supposed to be and that you deserve it. and that you can have it, that it's all possible. And it is possible when you know finally all what, how to honor yourself by creating healthy boundaries and what that means. So I hope this one is going to continue to inspire and lift you up. And listen to this over and over. If you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you because I know what's possible. I did not do this alone. So join me for the new Empowered You. You'll find the link in the show notes. And I'll invite you to have a private conversation with me. Have that conversation. Make that a gift. I'm offering you something. So learn to receive with grace. Remember, that's one of the key pillars. Receive this gift of a complimentary coaching session with you from me. Okay, this has been fabulous to be with you. I am so appreciate you. This is Rosie Aiello with the Love is Kind Network on the Vulnerable to Valuable podcast.